Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
TikTok is suing the state of Montana for banning the app. So we reported last week that the governor signed legislation that will prevent current users from accessing the app. And this basically means, like, if you have TikTok on your app, on your phone right now in Montana, you'll still be able to use it, but it will prevent, like, the App Store or Google Play from putting TikTok in the Montana area. And so they'll fine, like, Google Play or the App Store about $10,000 a day in 2024 if that goes through. The federal lawsuit says that the ban violates the First Amendment and that it shuts down a place of free speech for all people, sort of like closing off a town square in a small medieval village.
So I was chatting to my husband about this TikTok ban, etc. I was only half listening, so forgive me if I don't get everything right.
We are not political commentators.
So he brought it to the table,
he
not
did.
You.
Okay. Yes, because he was listening, and he informed me that this, he, from the podcast he had listened to, this isn't so much about TikTok as it is about what's going on between the U.S. and China.
Sure.
And China being able to have access to the United States information, but the United States not having access to China's information.
But it has not been proven
Correct. Yet
at all that they have access to that.
But it, as far as where information was stored, because they're doing that thing where they're going to have it stored in Texas.
Project Texas. Yeah, it's $1 billion data shift.
But prior to that, they did have access to it, correct?
No.
No? Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, it was still... So what happened is when TikTok CEO was questioned on it, they were asked if the Chinese government had access to the data, and TikTok CEO said, ByteDance is a Chinese company. TikTok is not a Chinese company. They are based out of Singapore and LA. He did not confirm nor deny if the Chinese government had access. So it was never proven that they do. And ByteDance has never said, yes, we give access, but there was no actual information given, which is where I think it lies. But, you know, yeah. The problem lies. But shifting the data over to Texas yeah. and having it on U.S. soil should circumvent that issue.
I think what my husband was getting at is, like, there's a bigger issue between America and China.
Yes, it's a political thing.
Yes, so that's why, like, this whole beef of TikTok, like, has occurred.
It's really important, national security wise, that China does not know how many TikTok dances I watch every single day and the recipes for molten lava chocolate
sure,
cake
Cassie.
That I look at.
Sure, I understand your concern. Mm-hmm.
And I have no doubt when I go home today, my husband's going to be like, you got all of that wrong. And I'm going to half listen to him again, and I will come back on tomorrow and try to relay the information one more time.
You know, I will say this again, that I'm very torn on this whole thing, man, because you guys know how I feel about social media and kids and how it's sucking their soul. and they're spending so much time on it that I really do feel like it is contributing to a lot of anxiety and depression, social anxiety. So on that side of things, I wish TikTok, sorry kids, would go away, because I don't think it's healthy. On the other hand, I'm a fan of free speech. And in a case like this, it really feels very political, and it feels very politicized, and it also feels like the boogeyman.
Well, you're right. Studies have been done showing that especially young girls, the earlier kids get access to social media, the more depressed mm-hmm. they become, the more self-critical they are. And so it is not great for young kids to be on social media. Unfortunately, I think that extends beyond TikTok into Reels, Instagram, Meta, Facebook, mm-hmm. I mean, Snapchat.
This is for adults too, by the way.
Yeah.
This is just not a kid thing.
And honestly, when I look at all of the social media platforms, having spent extensive time on them, TikTok is the best. It is the one, at least personally as well, that brings me the most useful information and the most joy. But what I do is I look at that and I just scale it back. For me, it's the parents' job to put limits on your kids' phones, to watch what your kids are doing, to be in touch and in tune. It's not the government's job to filter stuff like TikTok and Reels away from the kids. But if it's an if we're talking about an issue with data sharing, Americans' data with the Chinese government, well, that's a different story. That's a different kind of protection.
I would
good luck telling the government to stay out of stuff because they're already in our doctor's offices.
They like to pick and choose what they want to be involved in. Let me throw this out there one more time for you guys. If you're like addicted to your phone and you can't put that thing down, or you can see that your kids have a problem with it also, I've been reading this book called Dopamine Nation, and it explains it in such an amazing way. I would suggest anybody read it. Dopamine Nation is the name of the book.
They're not paying you to say that?
Nope.
It's really good advertising
for it. They may be somehow, some way manipulating me on social media, but I don't think so.
The Burt Show.